Why, thank you, Jungle Jim, for the wonderful musical introduction. Oh man, you are just on fire over there, cranking it out, burning those keys on that synthesizer, just making that magical music. That's our musical director, Jungle Jim. Hi, I'm Tim Marr. This is Failing Up, and we're recording this podcast in the basement studio located along the shores of the mighty Seneca River. Ooh, that flows all the way up to the Great Lake of Ontario, Jungle Jim, feeding the mighty St. Lawrence Seaway, flowing north past 1,000 islands out into the Atlantic Ocean and around the world, just like my voice. If you make a left, somehow you're going to find yourself in Buffalo, beautiful Toronto, Ontario. Get yourself over Niagara Falls, find yourself in Lake Erie, find yourself in Michigan, huge Lake Michigan. Oh my gosh, huge, so Erie. Then get yourself over to Huron and Superior, just great, huge lakes. Following the traditional paths of the NFL, the Cleveland Browns, the Chicago Bears, the Detroit Lions, and the Green Bay Packers, right all along those Great Lakes. And of course, the smallest of the Great Lakes, Ontario, is pretty gosh darn big too, I gotta tell you. Because you know what, Jungle Jim, when it comes to Great Lakes, size matters. That's right, size matters. Ooh, here we are. The northeastern part of the United States of America, frigid cold in the winter. A dark winter's eve. We're recording this podcast on a dark winter's eve in January, and the chills of the breath of winter is blowing down our necks, and the ground is covered with wonderful white snow. I think it starts getting dark around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's just a wonderful time of the year, dark and cold. And, you know, there's nothing like it this time of year, Jungle Jim, I got to tell you. And it brings me back to my youth. And that is comfort food. This time of year, in this region of the United States of America, maybe this region in the world, really, is where I believe comfort food was invented. And I believe where comfort food is like the warm blanket that we embrace our tummies with and brings us this warmth and this kind of, well, comfort. It's comfort food, for God's sakes. And I'll tell you, comfort food is a very specific category. You know, nowadays I see people, they order complete meals for a month, and it's delivered in their house in freeze-dried packages or sealed, airtight sealed packages, and they put them in the fridge, and then, you know, they get home and they pull out a box and they pull out their meal and they eat it. That's not what it was like in the old days, Jungle Jim. In the old days, on a cold winter's night, you would come home and there was, if you were fortunate, there was a meal, a different night every night, casserole or meatloaf, spaghetti, you know, some type of, you know, chicken or, but that those, it was, every night was like that, you know, and one night would be a leftover night, whatever. But then you had the epitome, the comfort food. You know, everybody, I believe, has their own comfort food. Everybody has their own memories of comfort. Can you believe this, Jungle Jim? Here we are in the midst of winter, freezing cold in the northeast part of the region of the United States of America, and I'm sipping myself a cider like it's October. Yeah. Nothing like a warm cider. Little comfort food right there, Jungle Jim. But everybody has their own version of that comfort food that stimulates their taste buds and livens up their memories by stimulating their taste buds. And it brings them back to, brings to life loved ones that have long been gone or memories of places far, far away. You know, it could be a cookie, it can be an odor, but there are your basic comfort foods, you know. And I think in the Northeast, I'm going to go out on a limb, and there's nothing better than a chicken pot pie or maybe a turkey pot pie. But you go to the frozen section of the store, wherever you shop, and you get yourself some pot pies. You know, and it's a cold, dark winter's night, chills in the air, full moon glistening off the snow. And there's nothing like taking your fork and breaking open a pot pie, feeling that heat just flow from the pot pie and embrace your face. And that hot liquid and some type of meat just going down and bringing back memories of days gone by on a cold winter's night. There's nothing like coming home and gathered around the table, and there's a meatloaf with some type of sauce on the top, I think, with potatoes, and there you are at the table. Every big, thick slice of meatloaf, like a blanket around your heart. In some ways, it does end up being a blanket around your heart, but not a very healthy blanket around your heart. I must add, Jungle Jim, not a healthy blanket around your heart in any sense of the word, but a comforting blanket. Oh my gosh, what a comforting blanket. Of course, there's the classic lunch of tomato soup and a grilled cheese sandwich. Oh, you want to reduce stress, don't go getting medicine in the cabinet. Don't go see, get yourself in the wintertime a nice bowl of tomato soup and make yourself a nice grilled cheese sandwich. Sit in a chair and just relax and enjoy that. That's going to relieve your, you know, the whole world should have some tomato soup and a grilled cheese sandwich right now. One of my favorite comfort foods is something that nobody eats anymore. And I don't even know if we ate them when I was growing up, but it was Mrs. Paul's fish sticks. I love fish sticks. I don't even think they're food. I don't even know if fish sticks are food, but whatever they are, I think it's cartilage just surrounded by breadcrumbs, fish cartilage, and whatever other parts. It's kind of like the seafood version of the hot dog. Fish sticks is the seafood version of a hot dog, but I love it. I don't even know why. I don't know if we ate them growing up. I just love fish sticks. And I only eat them. I only eat fish sticks in February. Only time of the year I eat fish sticks. You can only do that one time. And that's because, it's, you know, you're right in the heart of winter here. It's dark and just fish chips slathered in ketchup just seems great. God knows what it's doing to. I know it's not doing good with the fish sticks or the hot dogs of seafood. Love them. Love them. But you can't beat a pot pie, you know, a nice pot pie or some type of big, huge, you know, I don't know if you use crock pots, but there's a big bowl in the middle of the table and you take a big spoon, you put it in there and you break through the crust. And it's some type of casserole. It could be a tuna casserole. It could be a chicken. I don't even know what a casserole is, but there's something in there and you scoop it out. Nothing like a big hot stew at Christmas, you know, not Christmas time, but in the middle of the winter. I got to tell you, there's the classic oatmeal sticks to your, my grandfather used to always say that, sticks to your ribs. I could never figure that out. How does it get from my stomach to my ribs? Jungle Jim, you ever hear that? You have. I'm telling you, I'm not making this stuff up. Oatmeal, the saying went, oatmeal sticks to your ribs. But how does it get from your stomach to your ribs? I don't know. But in my mind, I took that literally. Yeah. I don't know if it sticks. I think it cleans you out. I don't know if it sticks to your ribs. But a wonderful comfort food on these balmy, freezing, opposite balmy nights. You know, nothing like warming your innards. Warming your innards and comforting your outers. That's what you do with some of that food. But everybody, you know, everybody, I think, no matter your culture or where you're from, has some type of culture food. Or culture food, comfort food, culture and a comfort. Jungle Jim, what I'm talking about. But as some form of a nice comfort food, a food that stimulates memories. I mean, you can't go wrong with a little spaghetti and meatballs. I mean, come on. And you know, when you got into school, every day was like a different day. You know, like one day they had pizza squares, one day they had spaghetti, one day they had, I don't know what they had, something. But every day was like a different day at the cafeteria. I don't know if they had something. If you bought lunch, there was always something different every day. It always looked the same, but it was different in the cafeteria. Yeah, excuse me. A little more cider here, but I'm telling you. But there was even comfort food in school. Here's cider. You want one of these, Jungle Jim? Go get it yourself. Give me one too, would you? But even the cafeteria, school cafeteria had comfort food. Of course, there's nothing like fresh baked cookies. Oh, on a winter's day. The classic hot chocolate. Oh, hot chocolate. Frosty cold, and you have that nice hot chocolate. Some type of soup. But you can't beat tomato soup. Tomato soup is the numero uno. I think tomato soup and soup and a grilled cheese sandwich may be the numero uno version of some type of a food that brings comfort to us. You know, Lord knows in this day and age, coming into this decade, this decade, but coming into this new year of 2024, filled with lies and all the stuff that's happened, all the crap that's going on in 2024, all the upheaval and the violence, but also a campaign that's one of the most important campaigns in the history of our country, lies being perpetuated. Crimes being rewarded. You know, it's upside down day. The bad is good and the good is gone. really makes you want to just sit back and have yourself a pot pie, maybe a couple fish sticks, a little tomato soup, a nice grilled cheese sandwich, and kick it off, top it off, finish it off with some homemade Grandma Heinz molasses cookies. Hi, I'm Tim Marr. That's Jungle Jim. Play us out of here. Get us out of here, Jungle Jim. Bye-bye.